This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio. Health and wellness on Joy Drive.
Dr. Evangeline Mancioris is the Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences at the University of South Australia. Evangeline, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Warren. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And I'm looking forward to this because every morning when I get up, the first thing I do, and the reason I do it is because my grandmother did it, is I get a bottle of apple cider vinegar, the one with the mother. And I stick about a spoonful in water and I drink it every morning. I have no idea what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, or if there's even any benefit, but that's why we've got you here today.
Absolutely. I'm interested to know why your grandmother did it. Did she ever tell you why?
No. I think it's one of those things that just, you know, she lived to 90-something, so I thought she must be doing something right. It was either that or it was the oats she used to have every morning. It was one or the other. I don't know. Maybe she had something else she didn't tell me about.
Maybe she kept something else hidden. But both of those are interesting and sort of linked to each other. So explore this.
What is apple cider vinegar? How's it made?
Yeah, look, so apple cider vinegar is basically apple cider, which is the alcoholic apple juices, but it undergoes a secondary fermentation to form that vinegar. And remember, by fermentation, we mean we're using normally bacteria or yeast to ferment away the sugars that are present and convert them into something else. In this case, they've been converted to vinegar. So it has a couple of things about it which may be potentially healthy, but the reason we're chatting about it is to see why you're drinking it, but also there was a big study that was released a couple of weeks ago, and they found that using apple cider vinegar led to some weight loss, but there's a bit of concern about the way they did the study. So have a look at the study a little bit more closely.
Yeah, what did they do?
Well, it was in a group of overweight and obese young people aged from 12 to 25. And it's a little bit unusual to do a study that spans across both children and adults. So that's the first thing, because you may have different processes happening in their bodies, different physiological processes.
What did they find?
But anyway, did is they put them in four different groups, and they gave them either 5, 10 or 15 mils of apple cider vinegar diluted into a glass of water, like you said you do. And they had to have that before they ate anything in the morning for 12 weeks. And the fourth group was the control group, which is really important in experiments. And they consumed an inactive drink, and that was what we call the placebo, which was made to taste the similar. And what they did there was they added lactic acid to water. So what they found was that after the 3 months, those that had any dose of the apple cider vinegar lost somewhere between 6 to 8 kilos during that time.
That's
quite a significant amount in anybody's language, isn't it? Yeah, and they also found decreases in the levels of blood glucose, triglycerides, and also cholesterol levels. So quite impressive changes there. But
there's always a but, isn't there? I was getting so excited thinking, oh, we're doing the right thing, Evangeline.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, hit us with the but.
Yeah, the numbers are good. But what we normally do in scientific studies is do statistics on it to see how likely this is to occur again and again and again if we were to repeat the experiment. And unfortunately, the statistics they used don't allow us to confidently say they will happen again and again. Okay, that's the first problem.
What's the second problem?
Yeah, I know. There's too many problems, aren't there? The second problem with the study was they didn't actually record what else people ate during this and what exercise they did. So normally, you think about it, you've been invited to go into a health study looking at your weight. You're like, oh, I might want to change my diet because it's going to be, you know, people are going to look at it and it's going to be recorded. And I'm also on a health kick, so I may do more exercise. So we don't know if they changed what they ate. So that's a bit of a problem.
And also the control group that didn't lose the weight, they might have been having their morning meetings at McDonald's and scoffing down a Big Mac. You don't know.
That's right. That's the problem. We don't know. And then the third problem is that the placebo, And you drink apple cider vinegar, and I tried it once this study came out to see what it was like. And it's got quite a distinct taste, doesn't it? So they didn't actually check with the people in the study if they could pick which group they were in. So if you knew by the taste of the apple cider vinegar you were drinking that you were in that group, you may well act differently because you believe in it, and so you're going to do other things as well. So, you know, there's – yeah, and then the other problem, there's a few problems, is they didn't tell us how many people dropped out of the study.
Why is that significant?
Well, for example, if you've been put in the study and you know you're in the apple cider vinegar group as you can taste it, and you're not losing weight, you might lose motivation and drop out of the study. So the only people that remain in the study are those that have actually lost weight, as opposed to those who didn't, nothing happened to them. But we don't know. We don't know what happened there. So there are some problems. But given all of those problems, that 6 to 8 kilos of weight loss still seems pretty good. So if someone said to me, should I do it or shouldn't I? There's no reason not to try it, but it doesn't mean that you can do it and then, as you said, go to Macca's afterwards. So he doesn't give you a license to eat whatever you like afterwards.
Eventually, what's the mother? Because I've always been told, buy the one with the mother. What is the mother?
Yeah, the mother is the one that contains the bacteria and yeast that are actually doing the fermentation.
So we want that one?
Yeah, so that's the one you want. Well, that's the one they used in this. And that's because, so we're going, okay, why does it cause weight loss? If this result is true, why does it cause weight loss? And the first thing is we've talked a lot about the microbiome over in the last few months. And the microbiome are the bacteria, and the bacteria that you're having from the mother may have some impact on your weight. So they may affect satiety. They may make you feel happier because they provide us with feel-good hormones as well. So it might be the mother that's having this effect. The second thing is it could be the acidic levels may be impacting on you. So we know if you eat things that are more acidic, it reduces the rate at which sugar is converted and transported into your blood, okay? And the third thing is that the fermentation process may change some of the nutrients in the apple juice to new nutrients, which may have some impact on, you know, health and weight loss and satiety. So there's a few mechanisms by which it could work, and the mother may well be one of them.
Oh, so it's all back to the mother. Evangeline, the only thing is that worries me is it's, you know, apple cider vinegar, I'm assuming, is acidic, being a vinegar. So if you take it first thing in the morning, your mouth might be a bit dry. Are we risking anything by taking it first thing in the morning?
Yeah, and this is the case with any acidic drink. So if people drink lemon juice water or have orange juice or fizzy drinks, the acidity can break down the enamel on your teeth. So the recommendation is to try and drink it with a straw, although I tried all these methods, you still get a little bit touch in your teeth. Then to rinse your mouth as soon as possible afterwards so you're getting the acid off the teeth. Maybe using sugar-free gum to stimulate saliva production as well. And then the big thing is not to brush your teeth immediately because that scrapes away that enamel layer. So being very careful about it. So, it's worth a go. It's not going to harm you in any way except for your teeth enamel.
Should we have something like with milk or afterwards or yogurt or something? Would that counteract the acidic effect?
Yep, it could. So cheese is also going to counteract it. So any sort of dairy thing, So you could do that. But then if you're doing that as an extra, that's going to introduce more kilojoules.
You can't win. I reckon the straw's a good one. Poke the straw halfway down your throat. No, you don't do that.
Yeah. That's a bit painful, isn't it? I was trying to manoeuvre the straw thinking, oh, this isn't working very well. You don't realise how you use a straw until you actually have to think about it. Look, being careful and, you know, as we've always said, it's a matter of the whole balanced diet that we're looking at. So give it a shot.
All right. So there's no harm. So there's some faults with the study, the way the study was conducted, but it could be that we can lose weight on it and it won't do any harm.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean you can eat more.
No, okay.
Which is a bit of a bad thing to say going into the Easter weekend, isn't it, with all that chocolate around us?
I know there's lots of chocolate here at the moment. I'm tempted to have it, but I'm not going to keep away from it. Are you a chocolate eater, Evangeline?
I love chocolate. I cannot deny it. I absolutely love chocolate. So, yes. I was going to say you can send me some over if you like, but it might melt by the time it gets here.
I'm sorry, I'll be eating it. But next time we see you, we'll send you some over. Evangeline, thank you so much for chatting with us. Great to
love
chat with you.
Thank
we'll talk
you.
To you in a couple
see
of weeks.
See you later.
That is Dr. Evangeline Mantzioros, Program Director of Nutrition and Food Sciences, the University of South Australia.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.